The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. A man who arrived home last night after spending 5 hours in the pub in Peel is still insisting he only had 3 pints, according to sources this morning. Simon Williams, who only went out for a couple with his friend, arrived home at 11:15pm and after struggling with the key in the door for almost 2 full minutes, insisted he'd only had 2 pints all night, possibly 3 at a push. Speaking earlier, he told us, "Yeah, I just took my time and only had a couple like I said I would to the missus. Maybe 3 at a push, but definitely not 7 or 9 like it looked like when I couldn't even talk properly when I got home. Absolutely not. I just took my time with them, you see, and had a nice relaxing time at Peel Day. I think I had a couple of lemonades too slotted in between them, just to take it easy, like I told the wife I would, because I'm good like that, really sensible." Asked to comment on his claims, his wife told us, "He thinks I'm a bloody idiot. He fell asleep on the couch with a kebab on his chest." In other devastating news, the Prime Minister has been married to Carrie for a whole week and his eye is starting to wander. It's a common male trait to get excited about the latest shiny gadget, only to become bored with it soon afterwards. But while a lot of men have this experience with televisions or cars, with Boris Johnson, it seems to be wives. The 7-year itch is a psychological concept which actually has a basis in real-world statistics, explained Professor Simon Williams, no relation. The average length of marriages at the point of divorce is around 7 years. However, Boris seems to have experienced an accelerated version of this phenomenon, the 7-day itch. Like a small child whose cerebral cortex is not fully developed, he seems to be totally incapable of conceptualising anything long-term. Perhaps it would be useful to go through the 4 main stages of marriage as they apply to the Prime Minister. Number 1. Romance, on the wedding day at approximately 10:30. This is when Boris can't get enough of Carrie. All he can think about is what a smashing young piece of totty he's bagged, and wouldn't the Bullingdon boys just love to get their hands on it? 2. Disillusionment, on the wedding day at 10:30 until approximately Tuesday lunchtime. This is when Boris realises that Carrie isn't perfect after all. 3. Misery. This is Tuesday lunchtime until Saturday morning. Most of Boris's first week married to Carrie would have been spent in abject misery. Why she's thrown away the cherished collection of buses he painstakingly made out of wooden crates, who's this noisy baby thing she keeps in their flat, and what on earth is all that wallpaper? By Thursday, next-door neighbour Rishi Sunak has had to invest in new earplugs to drown out the all-night slanging matches. 4. Awakening, 1 week after the wedding. The 4th stage is when couples begin to understand why they're so unhappy and seek solutions to their problems. Will Boris learn to compromise, or will his exit strategy be an even younger piece of totty? Yeah, it's not exactly edge-of-your-seat stuff, is it?
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. And don't forget, The Odd Pod is available to download wherever, whenever you want, from Facebook, Twitter and Spotify. Or you can subscribe for free at manxradio.com.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.